This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. University of Missouri communications professor was charged with assault for instance in a protest around racial conditions at the school last fall when she called for some muscle to remove a photographer and videographer. A new federal set of data indicates that the number of U.S. children victimized by abuse and neglect rose by almost 3% in the last fiscal year to 702,208 incidents. There wasn't much of a celebration in Egypt on the anniversary of the Arab Spring uprising. Weak economics in China and the oil glut have led the International Monetary Fund to cut its projections on Africa. South Africa seems headed for a recession. Nigeria depends on oil for 80% of its revenues. Credit ratings have been downgraded on other commodity export countries like Angola, Ghana, Mozambique, and Zambia. There are 5,000 cases of the mosquito-borne Zika virus already in El Salvador. Amnesty International has documented 73 cases of juveniles who were executed in Iran between 2005 and 2015, and 160 juveniles who were held on death row. Cutbacks in government funding to schools in Italy has forced tightening rules on paying for school lunches. One mayor of Corsico declared that the era of the furbetti is over. Furbetti means gaming the system. Food is important in Italy, and though people believe lunches should be bought, they also believe all children should be fed, so the controversy has been intense. Judge in Michigan has once again denied a request by Detroit Public Schools to obtain a restraining order for teacher sick-outs, saying the schools did not produce enough evidence that the union or its president had encouraged teachers to miss work. Asked about her musical taste, Hillary Clinton replied in Iowa, "I'm kind of a 1960s person." President Obama, asked to recall his experience in Iowa, called it the most satisfying political period in his career because of the young campaign workers. If you were feeling bad, you went to Iowa for a while and you went to the headquarters and you ate some old pizza and just talked to these guys and you got fired up all over again. Of the 2.65 million jobs added in the U.S. in 2015, only 30,000 were in manufacturing. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke. This bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100, United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.